The book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, our 28th study in the book of Jeremiah. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against those who dwell in Leb Kamei, a destroying wind. And the destructive wind here refers to a country which will attack Babylon. 2. And I will send winnowers to Babylon, who shall winnow her and empty her land. For in the day of doom they shall be against her all around. And so, like the sprayer in your kitchen sink washes the crumbs down the drain, Babylon will be emptied out by those who attack her. 3. Against her let the archer bend his bow, and lift himself up against her in his armor. Do not spare her young men, utterly destroy all her army. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and those thrust through in her streets. For Israel is not forsaken, nor Judah, by his God, the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Babylon will fall, never to rise again. Meanwhile, Israel will be chastened and restored. God will always have his people on earth. 6. Flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore the nations are deranged. Babylon has suddenly fallen and been destroyed. Wail for her. Take balm for her. Perhaps she may be healed. And Babylon did fall suddenly in one night. You can read about it in the book of Daniel. In the midst of a drunken party, the king and the nation was conquered. They never saw it coming. 9. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go, everyone, to his own country. For her judgment reaches to heaven and is lifted up to the skies. Babylon could have been helped if she had not been determined to sin without repentance. 10. The Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. God's people here recognize that Babylon is destroyed because of their harsh treatment of God's people. This is divine justice. 11. Make the arrows bright. Gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance for his temple. The Medes and the Persians conquered Babylon, just as God said they would. Verse 12. Set up the standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guard strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. O you who dwell by many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come. The measure of your covetousness. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with men as with locusts, and they shall lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, the work of errors. In the time of their punishment they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. And so here the prophet compares God with the popular idols of the day. And there really was no comparison. God created the heavens and the earth. Idols are simply the creation of men whom God has created. Verse 20. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you I will break the nation in pieces. With you I will destroy kingdoms. With you I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. With you I will break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With you also I will break in pieces man and woman. With you I will break in pieces old and young. With you I will break in pieces the young man and the maiden. With you also I will break in pieces the shepherd with his flock. With you I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you I will break in pieces governors and rulers. And what he is referring to here is the nation Persia. The nation Persia and her king was God's battle axe. He was his club, his hammer, by which he pounded Babylon into powder. 24. And I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys all the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain. Babylon used her greatness and her power to destroy or subject the entire inhabited world, and now it's their turn. 26. They shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundation, but you shall be desolate forever, says the Lord. 27. Set up a banner in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call the kingdoms together against her, Ararat, Mimi, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her. Cause the horses to come up like the bristling locusts. And the nations listed here were north of Babylon, and the Medes conquered them, and then together they conquered Babylon. 28. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, its governors and all its rulers, all the land of its dominion. And the land will tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They have remained in their strongholds. Their might has failed. They became like women. They have burned their dwelling places. The bars of her gate are broken. One runner will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on all sides. Couriers ran across the nation, reporting to everyone the fall of the capital city of Babylon and the fall of her king. Verse 32. The passages are blocked. The reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are terrified. And so the conquerors blocked all escape routes out of Babylon. The city was set on fire. There was no way out, and the people panicked. 33. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor when it is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. God promises to shake Babylon like a farmer threshes wheat. Verse 34. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has spit me out. And God says, Nebuchadnezzar has been brutal to my people. 35. Let the violence done to me and my flesh be upon Babylon. The inhabitants of Zion will say, and my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea. Jerusalem will say. And so God's people were asking him to repay Babylon for all of her evil towards them. 36. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead your case and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. God tells his people, I'm on your side. Babylon will get what they've got coming. I'll see to it. And he goes on in verse 37, Babylon shall become a heap, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing, without an inhabitant. Babylon will become a garbage dump, says God. 38, they shall roar together like lions. They shall growl like lions, whelps. Babylon will roar like a lion when they are hungry. 39, in their excitement I will prepare their feast. I will make them drunk, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the Lord. And so, Babylon, God says, I'll fix Babylon a dinner. They're roaring like a hungry lion, I'll fix them a dinner. I'll feed them full, and they will sleep, and they will never wake up. 40. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. In other words, God says, I'll take them away to the slaughterhouse. 41. Oh, how Shishak is taken. Oh, how the praise of the whole earth is seized. How Babylon has become desolate among the nations. In other words, Babylon will be finished forever. God has said this several times, and he's not done. 42. The sea has come up over Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of its waves. Babylon will be covered with chaos, waves of chaos. She will drown in sorrow and confusion. 43. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land where no one dwells, through which no son of man passes. No one lives in Babylon. No one lives in her towns anymore or cities anymore because they stink with the rot of corpse. 44. I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring out of his mouth what he has swallowed, and the nations shall not stream to him anymore. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. You know, people used to be in awe of Babylon. It was so impressive, but not anymore. God says there's nothing left. 45. My people, go out of the midst of her, and let everyone deliver himself from the fierce anger of the Lord. God tells his people, he warns his people, to get out of Babylon fast before they perish in her punishment. 46. And lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that will be heard in the land, a rumor will come one year, and after that, in another year, a rumor will come, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, that I will bring judgment on the carved images of Babylon. Her whole land shall be ashamed, and all her slain shall fall in the midst. God will make the foolishness of Babylon known to all. Her gods will be exposed as frauds, and people foolish for following them. Verse 48. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall sing joyously over Babylon, for the plunderers shall come to her from the north, says the Lord. The world will throw a party when Babylon is destroyed. 49. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon the slain of all the earth shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, get away. Do not stand still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. You know, because Babylon killed, they shall be killed. We reap what we sow. Verse 51, we are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuary of the Lord's house. God's people have been humiliated for so long. that they started to forget that they were God's people. They sure didn't look like God's people. They sure didn't feel like God's people. 52. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring judgment on her carved images, and throughout all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon were to mount up to heaven, and though she were to fortify the height of her strength, yet from me plunderers would come to her, says the Lord. God says, no matter how Babylon tries, they will not escape my wrath. 54. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord is plundering Babylon and silencing her loud voice, though her waves roar like a great waters, and the noise of their voice is uttered, because the plunderer comes against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for the Lord is the God of recompense. He will surely repay. In other words, God evens things out eventually, and that's why Babylon must be destroyed. 57. And I will make drunk her princes and wise men, her governors, her deputies, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. The people will labor in vain, and the nations because of the fire, and they shall be weary. Babylon was big and impressive, but those who build their houses without God, the Bible says, labor in vain. So big or not, she's going to crumble. 59. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sarai, the son of Neriah, the son of Mahaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, and Sarai was the quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sarai, when you arrive in Babylon and see it and read all these words, then you shall say, O Lord, you have spoken against this place to cut it off, so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. Now it shall be, when you have finished reading this book, that you shall tie a stone to it and throw it into the Euphrates. Then you shall say, thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe that I will bring upon her. And they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. And so this prophecy of Babylon's destruction that we've been reading in this chapter, it was written down, and then it was sent to the Israelite captives who were in Babylon. And God wanted, you see, his people to wait for his salvation, to wait it out, to tough it out, while they put their hope in his word that was written down in this chapter for their benefit and for their encouragement, to let them know that their captivity will not be forever, and Babylon's success is very short-lived. Next time, we'll finish up the book of Jeremiah. Until next time, so long, everyone.